Hi, I'm Siggy, born and raised in St. Catharines, Ontario, and now living in the nation's capital of Ottawa.
And I'm Jazzy, born in Manila, Philippines, raised in Toronto, Canada, and schooled all over southwestern Ontario. You're listening to the Hala Hala Podcast, a delicious mix of pop culture and the Filipino-Canadian life.
We at the Hala Hala Podcast acknowledge that our creative project spans these areas and territories and are grateful for the traditional knowledge keepers and elders who are with us today, those who have gone before us, and the youth that inspires us. We recognize the land and benefits it provides all of us as an act of reconciliation, as recommended by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's 94 Calls to Action, and gratitude to those whose territory we reside on, work on, or are visiting. I'm podcasting from the traditional unceded territory of the Algonquin Anishinaabe people.
And I'm podcasting from the traditional lands of the Huron-Wendat, the Seneca, and most recently, the Mississaugas of the Credit River. Sigs! It's warm up, and what do you got for us for this month of May that we've been calling Maternal May?
This warm up is called Who's Your Mama?
Who's Your Mama?
Exactly. No, but I have a question for you.
Okay.
I keep on hearing with Gen Z slang, and I hear she is, how do you say it, mother?
Oh, Sigs. It's actually, she is mother. You have
what?
To have that mother, right?
Mother.
Not mother, mother. Right?
Okay, tell me the etymology of this slang term.
Well, I think you would have to go back to the late 70s, early 80s, actually.
Oh,
where
wow.
It's actually part of ballroom culture. And so different houses would have, you know, if you will, parents. And in this case, typically mothers. The mother of La Beja. The house of La Beja's mother is so-and-so, right? The house of Balenciaga is mother so-and-so. And that's always been around, and it's actually supposed to show deep respect and the, if you will, leader of that particular voguing house or ballroom house. And it's been around for a lot of time, and it's actually picked up by RuPaul's Drag Race, who's really popularized it in the mainstream. But I think recently it's actually just kind of really taken off, you know, with really young folk, where they're just saying she is mother. I would emphasize mother. Right? With mother, it's mother. But, you know, sometimes people don't want to take on that affectation. I can understand they might not want to look like they're appropriating. I can understand. So perhaps it is, she is mother. But it doesn't have the same cut.
Punch. Exactly.
And punch. And love that I think when I hear someone say, she is mother in a lot of ways.
The Hala Hala Podcast presents Etymology with Jazzy.
With Jazzy.
I love it. Thank you for that little learning moment. I appreciate it.
And I just have to also tell you, too, I'm not appropriating listeners. You know, there was a time in my life that I was actually a part of ballroom culture and had a chance to have a particular mother in mind, but decided to take an education route. So that's the end.
That'll
of that
be another
story.
Podcast for
another
sure.
Another podcast for Love sure. You. Yes. Well, but take us into the warm up. Right.
Absolutely. Let's talk about our favorite pop culture moms, you know, in honor of Mother's Day this weekend coming up.
So yes.
I'll start us off. We had to pick our top three.
Yes.
My first one, this is super cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a maternal figure. I always think Julie Andrews.
Oh, yes.
The Sound of Music.
Yes.
Maria.
Yes. Yes.
I mean,
yes,
growing
yes.
up, we watched that during
of
the
course.
Holidays, and it's
yeah.
just, not that I want curtains made up for my play clothes, but I would love a lovely lady singing to me at night and just being part of a Von Trapp family and, you know, melting the heart of a cold father, Julie Andrews, I think. And I remember Rosie O'Donnell tearfully welcoming her on her show, her TV show, Julie Andrews, because her mom had passed and was just like, you were a mother figure to me, and I thought that was lovely.
Oh, that is lovely. And she taught me my do-re-mi's, you know,
I mean,
I think she taught a generation of do-re-mi's.
I mean, let's start at the very beginning. It's a very yes. good place to start.
It's a very good place to start. Yeah, for sure.
Go ahead, Kuya, on your pop culture mom list.
Well, you know, on this idea of music and do-re-mi, it
yes.
has to be Madonna. So if I put on my MC voice, she would be the mother of reinvention, the queen of pop. She is mother eternal, because as she has been saying in her Brazilian bank logo, I too the bank, where, you know, not everyone goes to the future, right? But she lives eternal. And I think she will. Her whole pop catalog legacy is going to be played for 100 years to come, for sure, even past her death. So as far as I'm concerned, she may say that Queen of Pop is a compliment, but she is really mother eternal, is the way I would call her.
I would always associate you as a sibling of Lourdes.
I'll be honest. It's true.
You're a sibling of Lourdes. Lourdes and Morocco. OG.
Yeah, yeah. And I just would say that she's been nurturing of my life, you know, musically. He has really informed the soundtrack of my life. And so as Jean-Michel Basquiat has said before, and I've said on this podcast, art decorates space. Certainly, Madonna has decorated my timeline, you know, with all of her songs. And I've found all of that nurturing and mothering in many different ways. So that's my first choice in terms of who is my mother.
So number two for me is a little... Her partner is a little bit in Past Dance, but there used to be a show called The Cosby Show, and the mother, played by Claire, played by Felicia Rashad, was named Claire Huxtable, and I loved her. She was a lawyer. She really put Bill Cosby in his place on the show. And that's all. I loved Claire Huxtable. I thought she was lovely. I thought she was someone that I would line up. Like, I had a Thursday night thing with Claire Huxtable and Marge Simpson as the moms. And I was just, I loved it. I don't want to bring up Cosby or anything else, but just
Claire. No, but she is quite maternal and quite wise. Yeah. And
Saucy,
I can see why
she
would totally make your list for sure. Yeah.
Exactly. Who's your second?
Second is RuPaul Charles, mother of TV show, reality show extensions and drag races around the world. Yes, mother of all Kikis, because what she has taught me, just like any good mother would teach, is how reading is fundamental. And it's all about how do you spill the tea without throwing any shade and giving people the right feedback so that they can grow. Because after all, mother's not being tough, right? She just wants you to succeed, but sometimes you got to hear the tough news. And so, yes, RuPaul, next on my list in terms of favorite pop culture moms.
Number three, I really adore Rainbow Johnson from Blackish, played by the lovely, lovely Tracee Ellis Ross.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
I mean, she is the daughter of Diana Ross. Mm. She's so wise. She's a lovely actress, but I
so
really
strong
like
too. Yeah,
doctor, just funny, can point fun at itself, and I really, really adored Rainbow Johnson on Blackish.
Yeah.
And who rounds your top three?
Who rounds my top three?
Yes.
Kate Chastain. And so for those of you that don't know Kate Chastain, she used to be the chief stewardess on Below Deck, the original franchise. So for me, she is the mother of all chief stews. She is the mother to all reality casts because she would obviously, you know, help out all of her first and second stews and even the deckhands and even the captains that she would work with. But most importantly, she is the queen of six-star service. And I would love to have a Kiki with her one day. You know, maybe one day I'll have one with her. But yeah, she would be the other favorite pop culture mom that I have at this moment is Kate Chastain, mother of all chief stews.
That is a fantastic list. But finally, Jazzy and I would just like to pay homage to our own mothers this Mother's Day. So,
yes, happy Mother's
Day. My mom, Susie Du, I love you. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, and happy Mother's Day to my mom, Carmelita, is how she likes to be known. But I know some of her friends may call her. Or Mel, sometimes is what she's also known to. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
True Filipino matriarchs, we love you. Mm. And we want to hear more from our listeners. Email us at hollowhollowpopculture@gmail.com. The Hollow Hollow Podcast is available wherever you get podcasts. Rate us, subscribe, leave a review. We'd love to hear more from you guys. And you can find us on social media. We're on Instagram at Hollow Hollow Pop Culture.
Finally, we receive editorial feedback from Mary Beth Badian. Our musical theme is by Chel Turingan, and we'll see all of you again real soon.
Mother.
Mother.